why a raven is like a writing desk.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know it's hard to believe, but the dead are actually rising from their graves. Dozens, maybe hundreds of corpses are slowly coming this way. The police have cordoned off the road, and at this time they're asking everyone to...
We're going to break in here to talk a little bit about National Public Radio and what NPR means to you. As you know, it's day two of our pledge drive here, and we're halfway to our hourly goal of $5,000. So pick up that phone and support your local public radio station now.
And that should keep you alive for the time being. It's total chaos here. Oh my god, they've broken through the lines and they're attacking people left and right. Men, women, even children are dying right before my eyes. They seem immune to bullets or any kind of injury. The only thing that seems to affect them is...
Hi, this is Doug Edelberg from Your Morning Coffee with Doug. Did you know that public radio has been in your city for over 20 years, completely supported by the community, and every year you've answered the call? Just for $1 a day, you can keep the station on the air, bringing you all the important news as you need it. So pick up the phone and call in your pledge now.
Are doing everything they can to slow down the ever-growing mob of shambling dead, but for every one of those, two seem to take its place. Everyone killed by these horrors rises themselves and becomes one. We've taken cover in a gas station, and I'll stay on the air as long as I can. Oh my god, they're trying to get in! Barricade the door! The police have just given us the following list of evacuation points. You must get to an evacuation point. The police simply do not have the resources to respond to any emergency calls at this time. You must get to an evacuation point. The police simply do not have the resources to respond to any emergency calls at this time. They're asking people to refrain from calling 911. Your call will not be answered. The evacuation points are as follows. For anyone west of 120th Street, your evacuation point is...
Hello. This is Steven from Mellow Jazz. NPR is completely supported by the donations of folks just like you. It's only through your donations that we can provide you with quality entertainment and up-to-minute news coverage. So please, pick up that phone now and support your local public radio station. Every cent goes to provide you with great news coverage just like this.
Welcome to Zombiepalooza 2010. That's right, kiddies. It's time for experiencing all things zombie. And we here at Zombiepalooza feel no need to differentiate between those who desperately want to kill zombies. Kill them all, that's right, before they take down the human race. And those who want to love zombies and feel a very special, sensitive thing in their hearts. For zombies. That's right. As long as it's about zombies, here at Zombiepalooza, we love it. So enjoy a little zombie tunes, and we'll be talking to you shortly.
We'll be right back.
that was Zombie Girl by the Quintessentials from their album Legends from the Grave. That's right, we're in Zombiepalooza, which means that we are doing zombie music all night. We've got all kinds of things for your listening pleasure. We have everything from classical and trashabilly to a little bit of punk, rock, psychedelic, and of course, what would the world be without a little bluegrass fun? In fact, why don't we kick it off with some bluegrass fun? Let's hear from COG and their song Zombie Apocalypse a Barbecue.
Us around. They said everyone should leave, and now this you won't believe. The dead were up and crawling from the ground. Said, hang on right here. I just had a great idea. We'll have a zombie apocalypse barbecue. I'll save a couple ribs for you. Even though y'all were related, you'll be thankful that you ate at this here's zombie apocalypse barbecue.
Thank you.
don't you just love that song? I mean, waking up to that first thing in the morning, you just feel so undead for the day. It's fabulous. And that was I Fucked a Zombie by the Mutilators from their album, She Put the Baby in the Microwave. And before that, you heard the Zombie Dance Party by Beware the Dangers of a Ghost Scorpion. So now let's have a little word from one of our sponsors.
This weekend only at Colonel Claymore's Anger Emporium, we get all your anti-hostile artillery in stock and we're slashing prices in half. The dead are crawling from their graves and they're out in force. They may be dead, but they're mean, they're hungry, and they're contagious. Don't let them get you or yourn. Get your asses down to the store and stock up on AK-47s, long guns, sidearms, Bowie knives, grenade and grenade launchers. And there's a super sale on all first aid and survival kits when you buy $100 or more.
And don't forget to tell them about the shovels.
And for those of you who have a bit of constriction around the money belt, or if you have family or friends that are recently deceased, we got shovels and axes.
Sharp shovels!
Damn it, woman! I'm working here! We got sharp shovels and much, much more. Don't let any dang undead get you or yourn. Get prepared for the weeks to come. Bring the whole family. We got supplies for every member and games for the kids all day long.
We got two zombies tethered to the pole out back.
And we have a questionnaire for all you zombie aficionados out there with prizes for the best zombie know-how. So come on down. We're open from dawn to dusk all weekend long. We're located on Route 66 just over the county line.
Did you tell them about the shovels?
Jesus Christ and a poker stick woman. How am I supposed to run a business with you always harping at me over my shoulder? And I have a mind to put you out there on a tether with your brother and his boyfriend.
Oh, wait, hey, well, okay then. So I do have to say that Colonel Claymore really does have the best AK-47s in town. So if you're having a serious zombie problem and you want to take care of it, he's definitely a place to check out. Highly recommend him. So let's move into the next set of songs, because what would Zombiepalooza be without zombie music? It has to happen. So next, we have quite the treat for you from Odd Austin, and it is Zombie Island, and things are never quite what you expect, especially with zombie music. So I hope that you enjoy.
I wanna go today. We're off and there's mutilation and the food tastes okay. I wanna go somewhere. I've got the trip planned where everyone is scared to luxurious zombie island. Let's go to the island where all the natives want our brains. Yeah, zombie island may sound a bit. Let's go to the island where the food is all the rage. Now come watch with me while they rise from their grave. Now it'll be a long plane ride, about 10 hours full. And don't be surprised, but the island's shaped like a skull. When we arrive on the sand beach, plenty of zombies will greet us, man. But please don't get too freaked when they grab you and eat your hand. Let's go to the island where all the natives want our brains. Yeah, Zombie Island may sound a bit insane,
but I assure you.
Let's go to the island where the food is all the rage. Now come watch with me while they rise from their grave. Forgot to mention, you see, that you might end up dead. Because lately, the water has run red. But don't panic, we can just hide. He said it would be awesome, I'm gonna kill that brochure guide. No, zombie, get away from me. No, I need this flesh, I want my spleen. No, what do I look like, an entree? No, get away from me.
Run for your life, cause the zombies are on their way. They'll eat your intestines and throw your spleen into the bay. They'll check the contents of your stomach and then eat it afterwards, yeah. They'll eat your vocal box, even that tapeworm you have. You gotta shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, honey, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, baby, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, honey, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, baby, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, honey, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, baby. Shoot 'em, honey, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, baby, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, honey, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, baby, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, honey, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em. Everybody thinks I'm bad just because I want to eat your flesh as a snack. I'm just a zombie, but also I have feelings. If you were a zombie, well, I'd let you eat me. Cause we zombies are not all the same. Think we're kind of lame, but let me tell you all that your bones will come to your house someday. Eat your family's delicious brains.
They're not unreasonable. We're not gonna eat your ears so you can still call your buddy on the phone.
Discriminatory behavior to shun a stranger, even if it looks like he wants to eat your head. I may not be perfect, but hey, what do you know about me? Maybe I was a vegetarian. You gotta shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, honey, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, baby, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, honey, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, baby, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, honey, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, baby, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, honey, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, baby, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, honey, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, baby, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em, honey, shoot 'em up, shoot 'em up. You gotta shoot 'em. They just won't die, I don't know why. Shot him in the stomach and I shot him in the eye, but unfortunately those zombies won't die. Won't die.
dry. And now I cry. They'll never die. Why can't they just settle for some ham on rye? Or maybe they could lay down and die. Just die. Why can't you just die? Ah, stupid zombies.
the girl.
And of course, that last song was My Zombie Brother by Paul Lucky. Of course, he likes to spell it with an E. What kind of lucky guy wouldn't want to spell it with an E, slipping it down deep inside, right in between the K and the Y? Oh, God, I know I feel good just saying it. So I hope you are enjoying. We're possibly, maybe, I don't know, halfway through our little zombie palooza. Oh, I'm having so much fun. I really hope you are too. After all, what would Halloween 2010 be without zombie palooza? And that's why it's my absolute pleasure as the Mad Hatter to be bringing you this fabulous music. And we're going to get right back into it in just a second, but we're going to hear another ad first. Have to have the ads. What would we be? Where would we be without our sponsors? The sponsors are what made Zombiepalooza possible. I can't possibly thank them enough for being sponsors for this particular show. I'm almost speechless, quite honestly. And actually, I guess now would be a good time, since we're about halfway through the show, to let you know that we actually have a contest running. Again, thank you to our sponsors. So this particular contest is pretty simple, actually. What it is one of our sponsors has a website and an email address. So all you have to do to get into the contest is to email me, the Mad Hatter, at penniesinthewell@gmail.com, with the email address of the particular one who has an actual email address, as well as tell me what is the second link button down on their website. So that'll tell me that you've actually gone and visited them, which I think would be fabulous. Now you go do that, you send me that information, and you win yourself a special a little something from that particular a sponsor. That's right. Now, getting back, of course, to the show, we've been a little on the, you know, kill zombie side of things for a while, and I think it's time that we take it down a notch. I mean, zombies may be moving slowly, but their music moves fast. Really fast. So we're gonna take it down a little notch, and with kind of the balanced thought in mind, we're also going to remember those who care very strongly about zombies. And so our next sponsor that you're gonna hear from is the Zombie Love Dating Line. And after that, we're gonna play our next song, which fitting in with the taking it down a little step, slowing it down just a tad, and getting into the sweeter side of zombies, we're gonna hear Zombie Love Affair by Johnny O and the Jerks. So I hope you enjoy this word from our sponsor and then the next music, and I will see you on the other side of the next set.
Hello, my name is Lolita, and I'm one of the many beautiful people that you will meet by calling in to Zombie Love. For instance, you could meet number 473 single gray zombie seeks fresh prey, intelligence preferred. Or how about number 129, who says, "Hey, you lobely ladies out there, looking for long, slow walks, but not much for conversation?" Or number 210, teenage zombie seeks extra arm, 23 inches long preferred. Or you could check out number 039, young, sexy zombie woman with all original parts seeks zombie or understanding man to enjoy city walking and dinners out. Just because you're now a zombie doesn't mean you have to be alone. Call Zombie Love.
Something more weird, and it's surely changed our lives. You may not think us gentle or kind, but we're all gallant swains. We admire a lady for her mind, or more precisely her brains.
Zombie pirates in love, yo-ho! Zombie pirates in love.
We used to be normal buccaneers till those lights came from above. Our ship met a glowing fog one night, and we came out with an appetite for human flesh if it's missed right.
Zombie pirates in love, yo-ho! Zombie pirates in love.
We've got that rakish swagger, and we've got that roguish charm. We've got that bug-eyed stagger, and we've got somebody's arm. Now you may think you're faster than a zombie on a boat, but all we need's a pastor and your missus undead cutthroat.
Zombie pirates in love, yo-ho! Zombie pirates in love.
We may be dead, but we'll be wet when pushing comes to shove. Come on, me beauty, take a chance on eternal love and true romance. At the wedding, we'll do the thriller dance.
Zombie pirates in love, yo-ho! Zombie pirates in love.
Our honeymoon will be a terror of connubial bliss. Her no bride's mother can prepare her for a night like this. In matrimony holy, our bones will groan and creak. And if we both chew slowly, we could make it last all week. So let's hear all the cannons roar and let's all celebrate. Raise the jolly Roger Corman, I've acquired a mate. You'll be my wife long after life, you'll always have me heart. We'll keep love fresh with living flesh until we fall apart.
Zombie pirates in love, yo-ho, zombie pirates in love.
We'll roam the sea eternally, my rotting turtle dove. It's not the life you might have had, but zombie pirating ain't all bad. And I can't wait to eat meat, your mom and dad.
Zombie pirates in love, yo-ho, zombie pirates in love. Zombie pirates in love, yo-ho, zombie pirates in love. Yo-ho, yo-ho, we're zombie pirates in love.
I knew a zombie, and she was sexy.
She was sexy.
She would call me, yes, and she would text me.
She would text me.
She was on me, but there was pure discretion for affection, cause she wasn't resurrecting anytime soon. Yet the moon would bring out her beauty, it wooed me to her tomb. And her room was like a casket, but it was cozy, and then she told me to look past it. And so I did, and you know I lived through her death making, a hard to breathe cause it was breathtaking. Most likely I was at a grave nightly, and I knew she liked me, so I let her bite me. And so begins this love theme for the deceased. I felt her disease all in my bloodstream.
Yeah.
Now I'm the living dead, and I was told it didn't matter what I did and said, cause I was cold.
But now when I was dead, I was alive. When I was dead, I was alive in my head. I was alive, cause I stared death in her eyes, and I knew that I wasn't scared to die. That's why when I was dead, I was alive. When I was dead, I was alive in my head. I was alive, cause I stared death in her eyes, and I wasn't scared to die.
Chew on that. Yeah. And now we're zombies with an itch to prey on the poses, wearing the Abercrombie and Fitch, and I kept my composure. But try and wonder, a dying hunger in your belly that's lying under the surface with a purpose to help you die. So I can't tell you why when I was dead I felt alive. It's like trying to give everything you got, cause you're not living to die, you're dying to live. Just me and my zombie girl, the secret lovers of death, feeding off each other underneath the covers till I had nothing left. I got chewed up and spit out, I had to get out, I was used up. But I like to thank her, that gangster lady, the way she devoured me hourly, it empowered me to feel invincible and lay on a deadly bed. So you can't kill me cause I'm already dead. That's why when I'm dead, I'm alive. When I'm dead, I'm alive in my head. I'm alive cause I stare death in her eyes, and I know that I'm not afraid to die. That's why when I'm dead, I'm alive. When I'm dead, I'm alive in my head. I'm alive cause I stare death in her eyes, and I'm not afraid to die.
Having trouble finding supplies to raise the dead? Looking to make zombies or destroy a local infestation? Searching for a good source of materials for all your necromancy needs? Forest Grove Botanica has you covered. We have incenses for raising, banishing, or exorcising the dead, necromancer's oils, graveyard dirts, as well as various cursing and hex-breaking supplies. Forest Grove Botanica, for all your necromancy needs. ForestGroveBotanica.com.
And welcome back to this very special Mad Hatter episode that is all about the Zombiepalooza. Are you having fun yet? Are you rocking it down? Are you thinking this is the perfect music for full moons and Halloween nights and darkness of year? I know I do, because what says dark magical workings better than zombies? Truly. So that music you were just listening to, let's have a little flashback there. And the first song, of course, was The Zombie Love Affair by Johnny O and the Jerks from Taking Out the Trashabilly. I don't know about you, but I had never heard of Trashabilly music, so this was a wonderful learning experience for me. After that, we had Tom Smith with The Zombie Pirates in Love. And then the third song was E. Grizzly's The Zombies Theme. And then we heard from Sarah at the Forest Grove Botanica, who can supply all of your necromancy needs. Isn't that just wonderful to hear? So now we're going to get back into our next set of songs because, well, you know, that's just the way it needs to be. And we're going to be hearing Zombie Vampires from Hell by Harlequin Jones. Hey, wait a second. Where the hell are those zombies? No, shit, oh! Get the hell out of my studio! Get out! Shit! That took care of them now, didn't it? I so hate it when the zombies come knocking. I mean, it's one thing to be zombie tolerant, or at least, you know, zombie ambivalent, as we are here at Zombiepalooza. But when they come en masse through the door, you know, I can't produce a show as a zombie. It just doesn't work that way. It's not helpful to introduce the songs by brains. That just doesn't work. So yeah, I'm afraid I had to take them all out, but that's why I went shopping at Colonel Claymore's Anger Emporium and got myself a nice fine set of artillery. Highly recommend you check out his store. Now let's get back into the music, which is the point, of course, of Zombiepalooza. And our next song up, I think I was telling you before I got interrupted by all the crazed brain-eating maniacs, that we're going to hear some Zombie Vampires from Hell by Harlequin Jones. And after that, I think there's going to be some Zombies on My Lawn by the Volume Brothers. So enjoy the music, and I'll be shooting you soon. Just kidding.
This is what I've got to make the most of ruthless, resilient, and railing from all around. There's a little left, it's hard enough to breathe, much less lead the savage life of who I turned out to be. What's left into the big milk and scraps? This cat's all over town, toiling for touch through trash. There will be time for sleeping when there's time for breathing. And right now I'm running with guns to get money to buy back the beauty I sold short, 'cause I couldn't see what was right in front of me.
not up to me, so I'm letting this go. The noose round the neck is now simply a rope. The fish are still swimming, the dogs still do hunt. But as for me, I gave up on love. What's left to say when all the doors close? His cat's all over town, taking off his clothes. I'm not this desperate, I just play it on TV. Turn on the cameras, it comes marching out of me. Your wish is what I want, I'll take it on my knees. Don't worry, baby, it feels better the more it plays. I'll give you anything to make you happy. What do you want? What do you need? I swear to God, I'd give you anything. Is it sex? Is it blood? Is it drugs? Is it money? Fish? Nets of lipstick on a red light district? You fancy a fetish? Then let us avoid reality and just enjoy. Maybe it's all wrong. Maybe it's all wrong. But if you don't object, how could I? There will be time for breathing when there's time for sleeping. And right now with guns to get money to buy back the beauty I sold short, 'cause I couldn't see what was right in front of me. I'd give you anything to make you happy. I can never love you, but I'm a cup to drink and drink from me. Till there is none.
I was going out to water the flowers. I was just about to mow the lawn. Then I saw them shuffling about, moving slowly, looking all forlorn. Now how am I gonna feed the tomatoes? I can't even get to the shed. I need to go out and do some weeding, but my garden is teeming with the living dead. Is there a zombie on my lawn again? I remember the last time this happened, and it was not convenient at all. The army said that they'd come, but they never, and I had to take care of them all. It was a very, very messy business that ruined the perfectly good set of clothes. Got bloodstains all over the carpet, and I still haven't got rid of those. Now there's zombies on my lawn again. Now here they come swaying towards me, looking at me in a funny way. What is I've done to annoy them? They just groan, they won't say.
Whoa, whoa, it's on the high school, it's on the
I hope you enjoyed Zombie High School by Sidekick Lupchin and the Bad Generation as much as I did. Oh my god, this music is fabulous. And now we're going to hear from our last sponsor for the evening. I know, it's so hard to believe that this show is soon going to end up having to come to a close. This is an important message, a public service announcement, so please take the time, listen to it. Don't just fast forward to get back to the great music. Actually give it a chance. Listen to the sponsor. They're great people. And then as soon as that's over, we're going to slip into some Who Wants to Be a Zombie by the Mansfields. And once you listen to the ad, you'll understand why that song simply had to come next.
Are you slow to wake up and stiff most mornings? Are you walking a bit slower than you used to? It may not be old age. It may not even be arthritis. It could be a bad case of the undead. Is your complexion looking a bit gray? Are you wearing the same old tattered bloodstained clothes that you wore last week or even last month? Does your flesh seem to peel off your bones a little easier than ever before? Are you attracted to people with big heads? Do you watch films like Dawn of the Dead and feel inspired? Are you offended at most first-person shooters? Do you shudder when you look at chainsaws, cricket bats, and 12-gauge shotguns? Do you feel like no human being on the earth understands you? Nobody wants to be the Zed word, but a staggering 7% of us are functional, walking, living, breathing, undead. You aren't alone. You just need support, guidance, and a juicy brain to gnaw on for a while. We are here to help. Call 1-888-7-ZOMBIE. That's 1-888-7-ZOMBIE. Operators are standing by. This message was paid for and brought to you by the Canadian Zombie Horde Association.
You're all shook up, aren't you, baby?
Baby, gotta take some licks.
You're on the fluff lover, and you ain't gonna be around for long. You better believe it.
With the heart of a vampire face so pretty. If you don't want your back, you'll take the fix.
Hell yeah, I'm so ready to go out, kill me some zombies, fuck me some zombies, I don't know, but do something, 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 something's gotta happen now. Oh, whew, okay, gotta bring the blood pressure down just a tad, bring the heartbeat down ever so slightly. Whew, okay, so we also heard there the super happy robot zombie song by Never So True, followed, and that last song was Zombie Style by Psycho Sanchez Supergroup. Well, we're almost at the very end of Zombiepalooza. I hope that you've had as undeadly wonderful time as I have. Let's just have a quick little reminder that there is a contest going. Yes, it is a honest to zombiness contest. You have until, well, let's say let's say, the Ides of November to get in your contest entry, which all you have to do is email the Mad Hatter at penniesinthewell@gmail.com and include the email address of the internet savvy sponsor who was played tonight. One of the four is very internet savvy. So if you go find them online, give me their email address in an email to me, as well as tell me what the second button on the right-hand side of the page, it has buttons on the website that link to various other pages. Tell me what the second button down is, what its label is, and include that in your email. You give me those two pieces of information and you will be in a draw to win something from that particular sponsor, which is going to be so wonderfully dark year, half of the year awesome. So get those in, penniesinthewell@gmail.com, and get them in soon, because the Ides of November come very, very quickly. So I also wanted to let you know that all the music that you heard tonight is off of musicalley.com. That's right, www.musicalley.com. They are all there ready, waiting for you to download your absolute favorite, oh my God, I simply must have zombie music. And let me tell you, there is one hell of a lot more zombie music than you have heard tonight. Yes, more, way more, oodles more, pages more. There is so much zombie music that it outnumbers the vampire, alien, and monster music combined on Music Alley. I'm just saying. And then finally, just before we head out, I want to thank you so much for downloading this show. I hope you've had a wacky, crazy time hanging out with those of us here at Zombiepalooza. And if you stay tuned after the final song, you will get to hear a very special mini featurette on the making of Zombiepalooza. So that wraps it up for this night. I hope you've had as much fun as I have, because I am quaking so hard that my undead flesh is falling to the ground in strips. Oh, you are beautiful people. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you to the amazing sponsors who made tonight possible, to all the people who worked with me on getting Zombiepalooza out to you. Thank you. And the final song of the night is a warning to all of us to remember the things that go bump in the night and that are waiting for us. It's called Zombie Werewolf Alien Vampire by the Volume Brothers.
Zombie werewolf alien vampire monsters are coming to get you. Zombie werewolf alien vampire monsters are coming to get you. I went for a walk in the graveyard just last night. I saw something that it gave me one hell of a fright. All the freaks and ghosts and ghouls from miles and miles around. I got up there, they're on the way to come and hunt you down. Cause zombie werewolf alien vampire monsters are coming to get you. Coming to get you. Zombie werewolf alien vampire monsters are coming to get you. They're coming for your family, they're coming for your friends. You can run and hide, but they will get you in the end. They'll get you tomorrow if they don't get you today. You better look out, cause they're here and coming your way. Hey! Zombie werewolf alien vampire monsters are coming to get you. Coming to get you. Zombie werewolf alien vampire monsters are coming to get you. You know it's gonna happen, but you just don't know when. But before the night is over, you'll turn into one of them.
Slow to wake up and stiff most mornings.
You can start over a million times. That's the joy of this. It's all digital.
Cool. Does your flesh seem to peel off your bones a little easier than ever before? Are you attracted to big...
Shit, you're doing so well. Actually, hold on.
Attracted to big people. I'm going to try not to be so perky.
Oh, perky's kind of funny with it, too.
Is that?
Well, we can do two takes, a perky and a serious.
Okay. Having trouble? No. We have incenses? Ugh, no, I don't like that at all. Delete! This is freaking me out. I think I might need to actually kneel. I'm so used to talking like right at the microphone. Yeah, it's freaking me out.
It's just bluey.
I know. Let me rub your ball.
And there's this massive laughter spike.
Let me try and bring out my sexy voice. Because zombies and sexy.
The number of love songs and sex songs that I have?
It's true.
It's creepy.
It's true.
I'm pretty sure that that's Saturn right underneath.
Jupiter.
Is it Jupiter?
It's Jupiter.
All right, we are recording. I'm trying to find my sexy voice.
Where have you been?
Okay, we have to remember there's honey on the stove. So.
Yes, there's honey on the stove.
You haven't called for so long.
Maybe you need to do a different ad.
You know my number. 1-900.
Damn, I missed the 1-900. I think I got the rest of it.
You put it on the end as a blooper.
I've so done that.
I remember. Okay.
Whatever you want. I've already hit record, so seriously, whenever you want.
Oh, well, fine. Why didn't you tell me that?
I didn't just tell you that.
God damn it.
I know. You need to be on that side.
Yeah. Oh, it really pointed it away from Holly. Sure. So
yeah.
That...
No, I'm going to.
It records all directions.
I'll compensate.
I just go, brains.
You just don't want the spike.
Brains.
It's recording. We could start now.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. I can sneak it out. Mommy, I'm scared.
Yeah. No pressure at all.